The love for bacon. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it's time for Valentine's Day, and thoughts turn to love and bacon. Stephanie Ho of USDA has more on this story.
This Valentine's Day, Americans should take a moment to focus on what they really love.
Mom, I'm getting married.
Who's the girl?
It's not a girl. It's bacon.
If you love bacon, make it official.
Bacon, you look beautiful.
With my new... Okay, that fast food commercial was from a few years ago. But to Martellus Bennett, whose New England Patriots just won the Super Bowl, the passion is alive and well.
I prefer crispy bacon, American bacon, good, good American bacon. The grease, the kind that crunches when you chew it. You don't even chew it, you just bite it.
The football player is lucky because the strips of fatty pork he loves are everywhere these days.
Yes, you put bacon around scallops and bacon around other things. Bacon is bacon on a burger, bacon on a pizza, bacon at any time is good.
And bacon is not just a main course anymore. It's showing up in unexpected places like cocktails and ice cream. Americans can buy chocolate-covered bacon or bacon-infused vodka. If you are a traditionalist and still want your bacon at breakfast, perhaps you could be tempted by a bacon donut. That's music to the ears of bacon lovers like Martellus Bennett, his wife.
My wife don't even like pork and she eats bacon, so.
And his family pet.
My dog eats bacon? Who doesn't like bacon?
So, to paraphrase Shakespeare, if bacon be the food of love, play on. This is Stephanie Ho, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Kind of hard to find anybody that doesn't love bacon. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.